Gabe Jarrett. I play drums in Vorja.
I'm the bass player in Vorja, Rob Morse.
I'm Ray Patchkowski. I play Hammond organ.
Gabe, Rob, and Ray are professional musicians. Ranging in age from 25 to 34, they earn their livings almost entirely from playing music. Ray also milks cows, and Rob repairs stringed instruments. But all of them play music in several bands.
It can be much too complicated sometimes.
I've worked with Trey Anastasio band.
Yeah, I've got a couple projects that I play with.
There's four actually distinct bands.
This band, Vorja, the one you're hearing right now, has been together for about 4 years, playing in Burlington bars and touring a bit. At first, the band was just a way for these guys to make some extra money.
But along the road, we came to find that there was some kind of unique thing that was going on with how we were playing music together and how we were improvising with the material. I've never had the experience I've had with these players.
So they're going for it. Last fall, they released their first CD, Maximalist. They've sent it to all the local radio stations and supported the album with short tours of New England. The response has been great, but like everybody else, they've got financial obligations. So it's hard to just pick up and go. Mostly, they still perform in and around central Vermont. Tonight, they're playing the Knollwood Music Festival in East Calais, Vermont.
All right, here we go.
Rob and Ray are lifting their equipment from the back of a full-size pickup and carrying it down a wooded embankment to a small clearing where about 300 people have gathered for the day-long event.
This is a Hammond A100 organ built in probably middle 60s. Weighs about 350 pounds. Sings beautifully, and unlike a human being, you can just turn it off. It stops.
The concert grounds are just off a dirt road on private property. The grassy clearing is lit by a ring of citronella torches and candles. From the backstage area, you can just make out the crowd, a crazy quilt of whirling dreadlocks and high-stepping earth tones. The stage itself is a ramshackle contraption built of saplings and a tin roof. Rob and Ray are backstage, waiting for their turn, and waiting for Gabe to return from a bill-paying gig, playing drums in a wedding band.
Well, I hope Gabe shows up. He'll be here.
It turns out the band recently quarreled about a proposed tour of the Maritime Provinces.
Did you guys get in an argument?
We had this Canada gig, right? But it was like 8 days, and in the space of that 8 days, Gabe had these gigs lined up where he could make a certain amount of money. And so to do the Canada thing, he was going to not make that money.
It's the first band I've ever been in that's pretty much a total democracy, which has its dysfunctional aspects, but it's also a great thing.
Like in this band, you know, I have a family, and Gabe has all these commitments money-wise, and he makes his living off music, and he's got to make a certain amount of money every month, you know, doing music, and it's more than I have to make, you know, and I got a family and like the whole thing, and so he's limited in his ability to just jump in the van and go do a gig. And then I came to the place of like, oh, we should do this, like it's right there, it's like 7 nights playing, we'll come back with, you know, $400 or $500, and it finally came to a head the other day. And you know, I was talking to Gabe and arguing with him, and then talking to Rob, and Rob was like, I give up, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And so I said, all right, band meeting. And we it's like, before the gig, we got to settle this right now. Everyone's got to say exactly to what degree they're committed to this thing and why and how, so that it's all clear, and then each of us can decide whether we can live with that. And the funny thing is, we all agree what has to be done for it to work, but we might not all have the same terms on which we're willing to do it, to make it work. The end result is we might actually end up going to Canada on a slightly shortened version of it. And to me, that's a great thing, because it's an opportunity for it to really work out and have great shows, and then next year get invited back and and have it be totally worthwhile. This will be more people, we'll get paid better, and we'll be able to do our music. You know, but the bottom line was that we all want to do this music, and that's what had to be cleared up.
Gabe arrives in time to set up the gear. And by the time Vorja takes the stage, a full moon has risen over the clearing. On stage right, Rob withdraws into his instrument, intently plucking his electric bass. Gabe sits behind his drums at center stage, his gaze trained upward, looking into empty space. His hands skitter over the drum kit. And at stage left, Ray is surrounded by four different keyboards. His body sprawls all over the electric organ, in total surrender to the music. His hands are dancing, flying over the keys, one keyboard and then the next, juggling all the notes, just the way Vorja is juggling their lives and their passion.